The trouble all started right before the first day of sixth grade. The last time Franklin and I played knights. Knights works like this. We get our swords, we head out to the woods, and we go on chivalrous missions to battle ghost knights. Uncle Hugh made our wooden swords when we were six, which is when we came up with the game. Franklin's mom wasn't happy about him making us weapons, but Uncle Hugh assured her that the worst that could happen was we would get splinters. And that's only happened a couple times. We never really battle each other. Or at least, we never had before. Franklin met me in the woods with his purple bicycle helmet on. Some days he wears his helmet when we play. It's weird, but I don't say anything about it. It's not like it matters anyway. Franklin almost always begins the game. He did that day, too.
"Kneel before me!"
he announced in his deepest voice. I knelt and bowed my head.
"Your quest shall be to find the missing cast of King Alberto."
"I think it's a cask," I interrupted in a regular voice, looking up. "With a K."
"I'm not sure,"
Franklin admitted, also in his regular voice. Then he whispered, as if it were a secret from the game.
"What is that, anyway?"
"I don't know." Franklin shrugged, put his serious face back on, and continued in his deep voice.
"You are to find the missing cask of King Alberto. Rise, Sir Knight, and go forth upon your quest."
He tapped my shoulders lightly with his sword. I stood and knocked his sword with mine, which was his signal to go forth upon the same quest. We took off, slowly at first, until Franklin yelled,
"Ghost Knight, behind you!"
I stopped to battle the phantom who aimed to ruin our quest. Franklin let out another scream and ran past me to battle a few more ghosts. My ghost, killed by decapitation, I paused for a minute to watch Franklin. He looked funny, swinging his sword and yelling at things that weren't really there. I had never thought about what we looked like playing. Was it a silly thing to do? Really? An abandoned cardboard box lay close by. I summoned my deepest voice.
"Halt, human!"
I yelled.
"Halt!"
Franklin stopped, breathing hard.
"Yes, good night."
"Good lady," I corrected in my deep voice.
"Huh?"
he asked in his regular voice.
"I am a lady knight," I said.
"There are no lady knights,"
he said.
"Of course there are. I am a lady ghost knight, possessing the body of the knight you thought you knew, and I have found your sacred casket, and it belongs to me."
I set my foot on the cardboard box like an explorer stepping off his ship onto new land.
"You have no choice but to fight me."
Franklin thought for only a second before falling back into the game.
"You shall never have our sacred casket, demon, and I shall free my fellow knight from your possession."
He dove at me, sword outstretched, and I met his sword with my own. There was no neat clash of metal, just a dull thunk of wood smacking wood. We both hit hard. After a few strong hits, which sent Franklin darting backward, I turned and ran, scooping up the cardboard box, the cast, or cask, or casket, or whatever it was now, looking back to swipe at Franklin every few feet. He was putting up a good fight. This was definitely one of the best games of knights we had ever played. But when you're playing knights in the woods, you have to be careful of these things all at once. Where you swing your sword, that you don't drop your treasure, and that you look where you're going. It's not hard to guess which one I forgot. We came to a stretch of the woods where the path ran above a steep hill. I twisted to take another hit at Franklin, but my front foot slipped, and I fell. After the world had stopped tumbling, I heard,
"Elise! Elise! Elise! Elise!"
Franklin hurrying after me through all the rocks and leaves and vines and shrubs and prickers that lined the hill.
"Next time,"
Franklin panted when he'd caught up with me where I was lying curled up in a ball,
"you should wear knee pads. Knee pads and shin guards."